We are live at the Saturday Morning Market. Joe Bordeaux, along with you on this Saturday. It is week one of the 15th season of the Saturday Morning Market. And we're happy to be broadcasting all morning from the St. Pete Run Fest booth. And our next guest is Jim Jenkins of the Jenkins Law Firm here in the Sunshine City of St. Petersburg up on 96th Avenue. Jim, welcome to the Run Fest booth.
Thank you, Joe, for having me down here today.
Oh, absolutely. First of all, let's talk a little bit about yourself. I assume you live here and work here. Talk about your kind of history in St. Pete.
Sure, thanks. I moved down to the St. Pete area in 2005 to go to Stetson Law. And after graduating Stetson, I ended up going to work for the state attorney's office here locally in Pinellas County. I was there for 4 years serving as an assistant state attorney, prosecuting a lot of criminal offenses. Mm-hmm. I worked for a prestigious local firm doing personal injury cases after that, and then I started my own practice in 2013, handling primarily criminal defense and personal injury matters. But the most interesting part of the whole thing is that my wife, who is a huge triathlete, huge swimmer, and huge runner, was a year behind me in law school and did the exact opposite of what I did. She represented insurance companies, and later she came over and took over my entire practice. So now I can truly say we're a husband and wife family law team, even though we practice criminal law and personal injury law here in St. Pete. And we love supporting the community. We recently moved downtown, and when we're not in the courtroom wearing a suit, we're always wearing running gear and swimming gear and biking gear.
Right. How did you first find out about RunFest?
I actually first found out about RunFest through some friends of mine who work at Three Daughters Brewery and some other friends of mine who work at Fit to Run. And my wife and I, since we started working together, have always looked to support the people that have supported us growing our firm, which is primarily people at different breweries, people at different dog rescues, and a lot of the runners and triathletes we worked out with. So it just happens to work out that at one point we heard about a race that was going to be local, and since we usually travel to other cities to go to their races, we said, why don't we get involved here and support the community that supports us?
Mm-hmm. And so you're a partner in the event? You're a sponsor? What's your role?
We are one of the sponsors of the event. Mm-hmm. We figured, well, we're going to run this race anyways, and we're going to bring all our friends out there, and we're going to hang out at the post-race party. We might as well sponsor it as well. So my wife and I and our firm are going to be sponsoring the event.
Wow, it's terrific. Well, we were remarking just a few minutes ago that many of us remember the very first Saturday Morning Market over on Central Avenue 15 years ago, and are amazed from pretty meager beginnings what this has turned into. And imagine, I think we're going to get off to a very fast start with the St. Pete Run Fest, but that is likely to grow into a major regional national event in the future.
I hope so. It's interesting because right after the St. Pete Market first started is when I moved here, and I can tell you, Joe, to be 100% honest with you, when I first moved to the St. Pete area in 2005, there wasn't nearly as much going on as there is now.
Right.
In fact, so much so that we literally recently moved downtown St. Pete, but north St. Pete, because we wanted to get down and be able to not only support the companies and businesses that are already here, but grow the new ones and just get down ground level, because that's exactly how we built our law practice 4 years ago. And I jokingly tell people that the main part of the law practice is to keep it running, just like I try to keep on running these races and hopefully have a little bit of friendly competition with my wife. Although we work together, it is very brutal as to see who finishes the 5K or half marathon first.
Well, it's going to be a crazy day for sure. The race will be underway very early on Sunday morning, the 19th of November. I think the midway point is going to be right about Ferg's, I think. I think we're going to be set up at Ferg's, if I remember correctly. And but the day before, on the 18th, there are going to be all kinds of activities kind of supplementing the Saturday Morning Market. There's going to be a second stage. There's going to be music. There are going to be bands. There's going to be entertainment and for all ages on Saturday, the 18th. So mark that day on the calendar as well, in addition to the St. Pete Run Fest. I'm curious about one other thing. When you went to Stetson Law, is that the reason you ended up deciding to live here in the first place, or did you have family or other connections?
It's a very interesting question, and one that, as I still look back on and decide exactly how it is that I am here and got to where I am today.
Yeah.
The original intention when I was an undergraduate was that my wife is originally from Ormond Beach, Florida.
Okay.
And I thought at the time when I was 21 years old and she was 19, and now we're coming up on our 10th anniversary and been together 14 years. But at that time, my thought process was that if I did not go to law school in Florida, where her family was originally from, that we would not be in the same relationship we'd be today, that we would naturally break up. So a good fraternity brother of mine who is actually an attorney in Tampa now, and his wife introduced me to my wife a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, and not in the Southern Eastern Conference, but the Southern Conference, the Furman Paladins. He and I said, you know, we lived together in college for 3 years. Let's go to Super College, a.k.a. law school, and let's be roommates. So we applied to UF, we applied to Stetson, and we both came down here in July of 2005. I'd never been to the area.
Mm-hmm.
I walked around the campus, went over, and I remember it used to be called Ferg's by the Beach. I don't know what it's now, but there was a little restaurant, and as I looked over on the water from St. Pete Beach, I looked at my buddy Nathan and said, you know, if I got to read a lot, this isn't a bad place to do it.
Yeah.
So when I started law school, Kellyanne, who was a year behind me, didn't even want to go to law school, but because she's a competitive triathlete, she decided to take the LSAT, and naturally she got a better score.
Yep.
She came to law school at Stetson on a whim. She got better grades. She graduated when I was working for the government and worked for a bigger firm making more money, and now she's out getting her training run in this morning while I get to sit here and talk to you. So it organically developed into a sense of community to where we have family in Florida. My family recently moved, since my father's retired military, to North Florida near Fernandina Beach. And everyone just kind of comes down here now and visits us because we were able to put our roots in the ground. And when I graduated, we had a decision. Do we move out of St. Peter? Do we stay here? But there's so much more going on. It's such a lovely place. And everyone vacations where I get to live. So it's not a bad place to have to help people out.
Yeah, well, I kind of made that decision 25 years ago when I came down here to run one of the big companies, Valpak, and never regretted it. I mean, it's a fabulous place. I ask you one more question. I have a sense of where you might have gone to undergraduate school.
Is that so?
Yes. You seem to have a Gators shirt.
Well, fortunately... Well,
or is that a trick?
It's a little bit of a trick. I'm a little undercover. So my wife's whole family are the biggest Gator fans.
Yeah.
So one of the things I learned about being an effective attorney and advocate is you have to be able to argue to your audience. So I'm going to be driving up to Gainesville to watch the Gators play LSU. But my team, the Purple Paladins of Furman University, where I met Kellyanne.
There you go.
We're going to be rooting for them today as well.
Yeah. I was a little confused when you first said that, so I thought I would clarify that.
Sometimes if you're when you live in St. Pete, you got to assimilate into the culture. So I tell people, if you live in St. Pete, just make sure you don't wear a Red Sox or Yankee shirt. We'll be friends.
Talking with Jim Jenkins of the Jenkins Law Firm in St. Petersburg. How can folks reach you and find out more about your practice?
To reach us, the easiest way would be through just different avenues of social media.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook's a good spot. We have a website, JenkinsLawPL.com. But the best way we like to meet people is just come out to the race. Come out to the local breweries. We have obnoxious orange T-shirts and hats and things that we just like to have fun and give back to the community. So we live downtown. We're out and about a lot. Our office is in North St. Pete, just south of 4th and Gandy. And one of the biggest things that we've actually been helping people with recently are people who are having issues with insurance companies as a result of Hurricane Irma and other kind of storms. So one of the things we like to do is be able to sit down with homeowners, sit down with people, and essentially find out about what they do for a living as well, because just as a lot of local businesses have helped us, from me being a solo practitioner to now having eight people in the law firm, I like to go to their local businesses and learn about them as well.
Sure.
And as a result, that's how I was able to meet people with Three Daughters, who introduced me to St. Pete Run Fest, and I believe we're going to have a good relationship moving forward.
Right, terrific. Jim Jenkins, thank you for joining us here in the St. Pete Run Fest booth at the Saturday Morning Market, where we're broadcasting live all morning. Have a good day, and good luck in the big race coming up.
All right, thank you, Joe. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Jim.